from the beginning, the media strategy was to make our own, their own. And the centerpiece of that is a 24-hour live stream where people from around the world can tune in and watch what's happening as it happens and watch other footage that's archived from over the course of the days. And watch they have. I mean, it's been thousands of people at any one time are watching the live stream. They're chatting as they do. They're talking on Twitter. And then that's another element. There's a ton of social media happening. So not only are people here sitting on their computers, sending out tweets, sending out Facebook stuff, sending out videos and all that, but there are people around the country and around the world who believe in what we're doing here and who are taking part, and they're being coordinated through IRC channels and Google Documents and things like that. So it's very much a digital movement, but it's also a movement that depends on a physical space and physical relationships, you know, person-to-person relationships happening here.
How do you gauge that compared to traditional, like, you know, mainstream media coverage of this event on the impact of it?
Well, I think the impact of it has been, it's a little hard to determine. I think, you know, that kind of outreach on its own didn't create the 20,000 people that was promised by, or was called for by Adbusters initially. There were no traditional activist organizations or labor unions or that sort of thing that were initially signed on, though now we're starting to make those connections more. This was consciously built as an organization of individuals, but as a result, it had to start small. And the social media alone doesn't really cut it. I think now people are realizing that they have to go poster. You know, they have to do a lot of the old school stuff in order to get people who aren't just sitting on Twitter all day. And then they also need to have a way of dealing with mainstream media. And so now that the big broadcast TV stations in the area and cable news and radio are coming and want to talk to us, we have to learn how to deal with that and learn how to make their job as easy as possible. So we're kind of having to relearn a lot of the more traditional media relations strategies, even though we've really got a very strong new media strategy.